Halfway through President Bush's four-year term, supporters and detractors seem to agree that the administration has had almost unprecedented success keeping secrets from the media and from Congress. Depending on your point of view, this is either a good thing, it helps the president keep policies and pronouncements close to the vest until he's ready to reveal them, or a bad thing, because it limits oversight of the executive branch. NPR's Don Gagne reports on the debate.
One reason that the Bush White House keeps secrets so well may be the experience that key players got in earlier administrations. Texas A&M presidential scholar George Edwards says these officials have seen how too many people talking to too many reporters cause problems for other presidents.
There's a sensitivity to the negative consequences of leaks from past experience. A number of the top officials, Dick Cheney, for example, Don Rumsfeld, served in the Ford administration. Both were White House chief of staffs, and the Ford administration was famous for its leaking and its internecine warfare.
President Bush will not tolerate leaks, which he regards as a kind of disloyalty. That has resulted in a very disciplined staff. Access to the president is highly limited, and information does not flow where it cannot be contained. Frank Donatelli, a former political director in the Reagan White House, says leak-proofing is a straightforward process.
I don't think this is nuclear science by any means. It involves limiting the information to people that have to know, and then those people keeping their mouth shut.
This philosophy also covers administration dealings with Congress. Here's Mr. Bush at one of just three formal press conferences he held all last year. He was asked about why he refused to allow his Director of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, to testify before Congress or to release requested lists of White House advisors to the General Accounting Office, or the GAO.
First of all, I'm not going to let Congress erode the power of the executive branch. I have a duty to protect the executive branch from legislative encroachment. I mean, for example, when the GAO demands documents from us, we're not going to give them to them.
The White House says it's all about restoring executive power that has eroded over the past three decades. But such comments prompt this kind of reaction from members of Congress.
It certainly doesn't appear that they see the Congress as a co-equal branch.
That's Congressman Henry Waxman of California, who has battled with the White House over the release of documents regarding meetings Vice President Cheney held while putting together the administration's national energy policy.
This administration has a record now systematically trying to weaken long-established standards of open government. They've tried and successfully limited public access to information about the operations of the federal government. I think this administration is obsessed with wanting to operate in secret without being accountable either to the Congress or to the American people.
White House critics on this topic also include some congressional Republicans. A partial list of complaints leveled against the administration would include steps the White House has taken to make it more difficult to get information under the Freedom of Information Act, a decision to delay access to historical records of past presidents, and a limit on how much information is available about people detained in the crackdown on terrorist activities. All this recalls another president of a generation ago who was known for his penchant for information control. Former White House counsel John Dean, who served under President Richard Nixon, sees things in the Bush approach that bother him.
It appears to me that the plays they're taking out of Nixon's handbook are not the ones that they should be taking. The effort to keep Homeland Security secret, the effort to stiff the Congress, to try various ploys to keep information from becoming public. Those are the pages they should be reexamining and not relying on.
But Texas A&M's George Edwards argues that the executive branch needs to be able to deliberate with a certain degree of privacy.
And that you don't necessarily advance public policy or make better policy if the public immediately knows every consideration or every option that's being considered as it's being considered.
Right now, presidential secrecy is not a major issue with the public, but that could change if concerns about war and the economy cause the president's approval ratings to decline. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.